This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. I'm ticked off.
What's wrong?
I am so, like, not like that.
No, nothing, and I wonder, because you came for the crossover, yeah. And then you didn't storm out, but normally when you come in, you stay in. You came in, you left.
Well, I had to go somewhere.
Okay.
You guys were embroiled in a... in a conversation.
We were.
You were.
You know what that was, right?
Was it a conversation sensation?
It's exactly what it was.
I walked into the middle of it, and I didn't even know exactly what y'all were talking about.
It is nonsense.
There was something about, yep. I don't know, some NBA player.
Sure.
And I'm like, I gotta go.
Right.
And so I did, and then I came back.
When you came back, that's why off mic, I kind of looked at you like, he gave you the thumbs up with a question mark, like, you good?
Everybody's like, are you okay?
And you're like, you're good. Because it's not what you normally do. I thought you were, like, ticked off for real.
But no,
turns out
God,
you're ticked off at the orange and black.
I would never walk out on you guys, like, ticked off kind of a thing. Yeah, but so no, that had nothing to do with it. I just, yeah.
No, I just was a little concerned.
Stuff to take care of.
You got three kids and a bunch of problems.
That's always
as
true.
Do Steiny Guru and me, which is kind of the unique thing about the crossover.
It is.
We each have three.
It's a lot of kids.
And a bunch of problems.
12 kids.
Yeah.
12 kids.
12 kids.
It's the age range.
Steiny's oldest is the oldest. And right. I think that she is 27.
Okay, so age range 2 to 27.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
That's a lot of people. It's a lot of human beings.
And if it wasn't for my two, it would be Jude at 11, who would be
correct.
The youngest.
Yes, but, and he too will be livid when he gets home from school and finds out that the freaking, when the Giants come to town, it's bunt, baby.
I don't remember it that
what
way.
What the hell are we doing? Granny, do you have a montage? Do you want to play the montage?
The eighth inning, second and third, nobody out. Giants
and
down a run.
Down by one.
Wait.
With Adames at third, Wade at second. Bailey, first pitch swing, a little bloop, shallow left. Here comes Carpenter to catch it, and that's not deep enough. So Koss, big pressure on him. He goes to bunt, and he pushes it foul. And the first baseman is way in, Colt Keith. I mean way in, thinking that it's a possibility again. He squares and bunts it foul. So now it's 0-2. Two strikes, the count to Koss. Canely. And Koss goes down swinging. Ball gets away. Rogers is going to have to throw to first, and he does. 1-2. Base hit to the outfield could put the Giants ahead, but they're down by one. Here comes Yastrzemski. That's a fair ball, and it's out number three.
Okay, that's NBC Sports Barry, and God, I love Dave Fleming. I love Dave Fleming because, yeah, exactly. Dave can make noises, therefore keep everybody with the organization in his good graces, but the fans also know that's Dave's way of saying, can you bleep and believe this? You can't lay down a bunt, but let's back up. Why are you trying to lay down a bunt? So this is a plea, because if Bob Melvin is doing stuff like this, and again, that's the background on what happened in the eighth, but in the fourth inning, with runners at first and second and nobody out, and your first baseman coming to the plate, he lays down a sack bunt. This is after he'd already doubled to the wall in his first at bat. We lay down a sack bunt to make sure you got some ducks on the pond there for Sam freaking Huff, followed by Christian Koss, which you admitted in the eighth inning, neither one of them can hit. Because you pinch hit for one of them with a buck 70 hitter, and you told the other one you gave him the 11th batter Little League treatment. Well, we know that you're not going to put the ball in play, so why don't you bunt? And then when that doesn't work, oh, why don't you bunt again? And now that you got two strikes on you and you're not a good hitter and it's 0-2 and you're facing their closer, guess what? You're out. You're out. You just told on yourselves. You admitted that they can't hit, and that may not be your fault, but the bottom line is if that's how you feel about them, get them off the damn team. Like, what are we doing here? Are we waiting for late July so that you can put someone in that you'd like to even attempt to swing the bat? It's 2025, and you're bunting to try to tie a game with runners at second and third? I don't understand. Today was the first day I wanted Farhan back.
Whoa.
We're crying out loud. Give me some analytics around here. We're bunting? We're bunting. With runners at second and third in the eighth, down by one. We're bunting. A fly ball ties the game.
Right, right.
I can't. And that was that. They told on themselves. They held a sign up and said, we have multiple non-major leaguers in our dugout right now.
Well, and we knew that, but when you see it actually play out in that fashion, yeah, it becomes alarming. And the thing that struck me, and I was looking at this earlier before the show started, they are number three in baseball in OPS, which is on base plus slugging, yep, with runners in scoring position. But when you dive deeper, they are 27th in the number of at-bats where that actually takes place, which tells me that they don't have runners in scoring position very often, and when they do, I mean, they've done well with the on-base plus slugging, wow, but tonight, or today rather, you mentioned it, where you have two guys who are in that spot who probably aren't really major league hitters.
And I'm sorry, why, if that's how you feel about Christian Koss, then put Tyler Fitzgerald in. Or put Luis Matos in.
Right.
Bunt? I've never seen such an incredible bright white flag in the middle of an important baseball game in my life. I've never seen something like that. Not in this day and age of baseball. Most managers out there are allergic to the bunt. Like I said in the crossover, we just spent 6 or 7 years with the third baseman leaving to go to right field, and they wouldn't bunt. They're giving you a hit, and nobody would bunt. And now we've got runners at second and third, down by a run, with one out in the eighth inning of a big game to try to avoid a sweep, and you try it twice? I was blown away. Blown away that was the decision made out there today. That can't be. That can't be. You cannot have players on your roster that you want to do that with. That is for Little League when people pay their $300 and you have to put them on the team. And if they're not in the game on defense, you still have to put them in the lineup. That's what that's for. That's when you're 10 years old and mom and dad are in the stands and they brought the snacks. but not with the San Francisco Giants. We're not putting people in the game who you know before they go up there that they can't put the ball in play. I don't even understand that. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. That's a good word to use to talk about it, especially when you're playing in a park that is, you know, fairly hitter friendly. It's not like you're doing that at Oracle Park, and that I would understand a little bit more just because it's a tough place to hit. But you're right, Mark, a fly ball. And Flem on the first call, there's a bloop to left, and that's not deep enough. And then two bunt attempts, and he's, oh boy, you know, it's like, are we really doing this? And, you know, again, you get 3 runs, 24 runs in the last 11 games, and all of this against the backdrop of Elliot Ramos, who is looking more and more like, I don't know if he's a superstar or a star.
He's
a damn good player.
He's a good player.
And that, the pitch that he turned around and hit the left, that thing was gone immediately. That thing was gone.
That was smoked.
10th of the year. And it's like, okay, you do have some pieces. You got some bright young players. You've got some good, solid veterans on this team. But as I said yesterday, you've got too many automatic outs. And when you pinch hit for Huff with Bailey, so you pinch hit for a guy who's hitting 220 with a guy who's hitting a .174, and then he's followed up by a guy hitting 219. Like, what are we doing here, Giants? You don't have enough hitters.
No. Like, the longer view of what you're saying, I don't know if people feel this way. I'm actually really excited with some of the pieces that the Giants have that I know are, like, even Landon Roop today. Like, he got knocked out of the game in the fifth. It was after 4, and I mean sparkly innings. He looked dominant. And then he ran into trouble, and they yanked him right away. And that's fine. I get it. Leverage situation. Put Randy Rodriguez in, and he almost worked his way out of it. But I think Landon Roop looks really good. Birdsong looks good. I'm still excited about Harrison. The bullpen is the best in baseball. You now have Ramos. You have Jung-Hoo Lee. You got the left side of the infield. We'll see what's going on with Adames as this unfolds. Even Tyler Fitzgerald. Like, I like the young players that they have and where this is going, but what I would call on the Giants to do right now is realize that they've had a good first half of the season, and so now you got to go get it. You got to go get it. And it's still 2 months away until the end of July. You can't wait till the end of July. If you've got hitters on your team who you think need to bunt when there's a runner at third and one out in a one-run game in the eighth inning, then they can't be on the team anymore. That's it. You got to make that. You got to do something now. Right now. We're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. 888-957-9570 is our number. George Contos is going to join us in 45 minutes. If you'd like to let it out a little bit on the Giants front, now's a great time to do it. We'll take your calls on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Curve grounded and fair inside the bag down the line. That's going to score two. The throw comes back into Cost. Man, it took a while. I don't know if Yastrzemski slipped or what. Torres almost came tearing around third. It's 3-2 and still nobody out. That one into left field. Base hit. And that's going to score two. Well, he got a fastball and he was on it. The Tigers go ahead with a two-out, two-strike hit. It's 4-3.
They're 1-1 pitch away from getting out of an inning. It was a lot of big swing, just pitches one way or another in a close game like that. But, you know, once we had a 3-0 lead, the way Roop was pitching, felt like we were in pretty good shape. We had all our bullpen arms ready. And, you know, obviously the fifth happened in a hurry.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I'd like to point this out, too. Do you know off the top of your head who has the best record in baseball right now?
It's the Tigers.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Now.
Welcome back, Randy.
You look at their lineup?
I mean, I'm looking at it right now.
I challenge anyone who doesn't play fantasy baseball to name one freaking player who was in the starting lineup for the Tigers today.
Well, I was listening and watching as we were going through our morning, and there was one player that I was like, oh my God, he's a Tiger?
I know who exactly what you're going to say. You're going to say Gleyber Torres.
Of course.
Yep.
I mean, not that I don't do fantasy
Gleyber
baseball.
Day.
Thank you. But I didn't realize that he was a Tiger. I wasn't sure if he was a Yankee. I don't super duper follow baseball because I'm not in a fantasy baseball league anymore, but today, when like Gleyber Torres is a Tiger, I was like, oh, Gleyber Torres,
yeah,
a Tiger, multiple time All-Star.
And the only reason we've heard of him is because he was a Yankee. But the rest, like the rest of
McKinstry,
this group,
I've heard of.
Yeah, you've heard of McKinstry. Riley Green is their best hitter. And so, you know, he's there, but Carpenter and Keith and Perez and Malloy, not Ed Malloy, it's a different Malloy, as it turns out. Like, dude,
Javier Baez, yeah.
He wasn't even in the lineup today.
Right.
Like, I mean, and by the way, he's been absolutely a disaster for the last couple of years. He's having a little bit of a renaissance this year, but he's been terrible. So what's the larger point? I'm not calling for the Giants to be fancy like the Yankees and the Dodgers. You don't need to be fancy. But, you know, oddly, as I sit here and make this about Bob Melvin, in a way, it's kind of not about Bob Melvin. I do wish Bob had done something different in that moment. In fact, I'd almost sort of ask him to, dude, follow your own gut. Your gut told you this dude ain't getting a hit. This dude ain't hitting a fly ball. Great. grab somebody off the bench who you think will. You think Luis Matos will hit a fly ball? Do you? Then put him up there. But instead, he sent him up there and then admitted the second that he got here, this guy can't get a hit. And that is partially Bob's fault, maybe for not following his own gut. And it is also a larger failure of the organization for having people holding roster spots who you don't think can hit a medium deep fly ball in a baseball game at a leveraged moment. I don't understand that. You've got multiple farm system teams down there. If that's how you feel about some of your guys, try someone else. Maybe they won't be any good either, but let's take a look.
Sure. Sure.
Let's take a look.
Luciano's interesting, and Eldridge is probably a September call-up. Yeah. It feels more and more likely where he's still trying to figure out first base, but Encarnacion coming back hopefully in the next week. So
that'll help too.
There is some help on the horizon, but for me, I'm looking at it at a little bit more of a 30,000-foot view, which is organizationally, you've had a very difficult time drafting, finding, locating hitters. And this goes back many, many years. And yeah, Posey and Pablo Sandoval, and we can all find examples of hitters. And now Elliot Ramos, a guy that you drafted, you located, and he's turned out to be a really good hitter. But beyond that, why have you had such a struggle organizationally finding position players who can hit?
It's a fair question, although I'll tell you where my mind goes when you ask that. I do think that one of the larger issues baseball faces right now that we don't talk about, you know, they're out here doing, how about the pitch clock? And we need to speed this up and then let's get rid of the shift so that we can have more base hits and all this. It's too hard to hit now. That's all. And I don't know what the hell the fix is. You can't tell people to stop throwing so damn hard. It's too hard to hit. And that's not a whining Giants fan. I looked it up, and I texted it to you guys.
No, I love this. Do you know, like you're stealing my deep dive a little bit.
Since 1917, the four seasons that had the lowest number of average hits per game per team are all in the last 5 years.
It's wild.
Okay?
Hits per game
per team. The absolute lowest they've ever been since 1917 are 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2025. There's your answer. That's like, it's too hard to hit. It's too hard to hit. And I do know, like, baseball is, it's much more complicated in terms of how to fix it, but don't act like all the sports haven't dealt with this. The issue is that the other sports had much easier fixes. Look at the NFL. Well, that's the end of touching the quarterback. Not allowed to touch him anymore. And oh, by the way, everything is a penalty if you're on defense. Cool. Now everybody's still scoring 30 points a game. Now go to hockey, and they change the rules there. Go to basketball. You watch a game in the 80s and tell me if the rules are different defensively. You can't even grab anybody anymore. Plus, all the offensive players have learned how to make it look like people are still grabbing them even when they're not grabbing them. And so offense reigns. When sports runs into a situation where the offense is having a hard time, they change the rules. That's the way it has always been. But I don't know how you do it in baseball. Nobody wants to shove the mound out towards second base.
You could lower it.
You could lower
which
it.
Which is what they did when Bob Gibson, and I don't have the exact number, but his ERA was about 1.3. And after that year where, same thing, nobody could really hit, they decided to lower the mound 3 or 4 inches, and that helped solve the problem. And you also can make rules to where, and I heard this from somebody nationally, it might have been Tim Kirkchin or Buster Olney, but if your starting pitcher doesn't go 5 innings, you lose your DH. So now your pitcher has to hit, which I know doesn't help the offense, but it would incentivize teams to at least make your pitcher actually pitch.
I think it does help offense, because if somebody doesn't have their stuff or they wear out, too bad.
Right. You got a choice to make at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, obviously you need to protect people.
If
somebody's pitch count is up at 120, you're not going to be like, well, sorry, kid, keep on hucking. You know what I mean? But yeah, like you may need to get creative like that.
Sure.
It's too hard to hit.
Right.
And I know people will like, no problem for the Dodgers and Yankees. Right. Okay. If you have the absolute best player in the game, then you can do it. But if you don't have Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani, it's really hard to produce runs. And because of baseball structure where you don't have a salary cap, and therefore you do have teams, team A will spend $220 million on their payroll, and team B will spend 50. Because you have that, then this is the way it's always going to be. You're going to have maybe a couple teams. Like right now, I look at the Dodgers, I look at the Phillies, I look at the Yankees, and that's kind of about it. Maybe the Cubs this year.
Yep.
The Cubs this year, like, those teams have lineups where you're like, this is exciting. Like, and we could be down 6-3, and this is still a game. Like, we could uncork something at any moment. But the rest of baseball doesn't look like that. You know, you guys watch the Giants. Keep in mind, half the league scores even less than them.
Yeah.
It's insanity how hard it is to hit. And when you fall behind as a fan, you're like, well, that's the end of that. That's probably the end of that.
And it's an interesting thing because it's not so much that it's hard to hit. It is hard to hit, but what analytics have taught us is the home run is what you're all trying to do. And so most of the time, batters are not trying to get a hit. They're trying to get a home run. And that's where, you know, hitting is hard. And so if hitting's hard, then you're better off swinging as hard as you can to try to run into one and get a home run as opposed to, you know, slapping one the other way. There are very few hitters in baseball who actually try to hit. Most hitters are trying to slug. And that's where, you know, I think baseball has kind of evolved into that. And you're mentioning the Dodgers. They lead baseball in batting average at .264. And I just pulled up 1995 as a pre-steroid year to look at. .264 would have been 16th in baseball.
There you go.
Below league average.
Right.
So most of the time now, batters aren't trying to just get a hit. They're trying to get a home run.
Yeah. Yeah. Although certain teams, it's interesting because I think that, you know, if we're going to talk about the Giants, they have at least pushed a little bit against that idea of, you know, I'm not saying that they've given up on analytics. Nobody does that anymore. But they're not structuring their roster anymore with the Jock Peterson type where it's like, yeah, just come in, swing for the bay. If you don't get it and you strike out, that's fine. Willy Adames is first at bat today. Okay, first at bat. The umpire strike zone was a little wonky. It was big. And for both teams, it was big. So a lot of guys were getting called strikes on things that looked a little outside the zone. Chapman had doubled, and he's at second base. And Adames goes down like 0-2 or 1-2 because of some questionable calls. And then he gets a fastball right out on the outside corner, and he just reaches for it, and he pokes a little ground ball to second base. Throw him out. Chapman goes to third. Guess what? He scored on the next batter, and Adames was getting all kinds of high fives in the dugout because it was a situational baseball play. And Buster Posey's Giants are pushing in that direction. They're trying to do that. But then think of what happens in both the fourth and the eighth innings today. You've got tailor-made situational baseball moments that are presented to you, and the manager seems to believe that the people he has coming up to the plate are wholly incapable of pulling off situational baseball. So he starts shucking and jiving, and we're bunting and moving people over, and we're trying to do safety squeezes in the eighth inning and all of this stuff. That just can't be. You can't have it both ways. You can't be a situational baseball team and then have people in the lineup who you just clearly don't even believe are going to get the bat on the ball. You can't do this.
Yeah. You need to have hitters who can, like you're saying, situationally make the right play. And, you know, you got second and third with nobody out. Can you find somebody who can make contact and hit a fly ball? I would hope so. And yet you're in a spot where you don't have the faith in your own lineup, and so you try to bunt. That is unacceptable. And I blame Bob Melvin a little bit, but for me, it's more of a roster and an organizational issue where you don't have enough legitimate hitters. And, you know, you mentioned costs and, you know, you pinch hit Bailey, who comes in, and Bailey's had a horrific year at the plate, and that's who you're going to go to as a pinch hitter. So for me, it's, yeah, Bob Melvin, you shouldn't be bunting. I get that, but it's more of a roster issue for me.
Yeah, and look, I don't know what to do about Bailey. You know, this is kind of the way catchers are in Major League Baseball now. If you've got one who can be phenomenal defensively and kind of be the anchor of the leader of the pitching staff, if you will, then you take what you take offensively. To pinch hit him there, I get at least what Bob was thinking. A, it's catcher for catcher, and B, it's also, I guess, the only left-handed bat that you've got on the bench. So you go to your left-handed bat against a right-handed pitcher. But he goes up there and he's out in one pitch, and then you will never be able to explain to me what happens next. Where Christian Cost, and who, by the way, if you wanted a left-handed hitter there, you want to know what his name is? He plays for Sacramento. He's starting at second base for them tonight. It's Brett Wisely. That's who Christian Cost beat out in spring training. And I'm not going to gravy train that. I'm not going to cherry pick it like Brett Wisely. Who cares about Brett Wisely? But again, this isn't my opinion. I'm saying that it's theirs. If that's how you feel about Christian Cost, then send him down and bring up Brett Wisely. If that's your opinion of him, that's the only strategic opinion I can take from that. Your opinion clearly is, well, this guy can't put the ball in play. Well, then send him down. That's what the minor leagues are for.
Right.
Where you go find your swing. If you like, why is he even starting? Why is he out there? Does Tyler Fitzgerald at 20-some-odd years old, does he need day off? Because it's a day game after a night game. Over there at second base, what's he doing out there if you don't think he can hit? I don't understand. I don't know. That one got to me today.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. And I could see it on the thread as I'm driving in, and I've got my phone connected to my car. And so every time a text comes in, it goes beep, beep, beep. And my, you know, I'm listening to the game on the way in, and my phone is beep, 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 beep. And I'm not checking the text because I don't do that when I'm driving. And I finally get to the destination. I look, and there's like 17 messages, and it's, you know, you with an oh my God, and, you know, Grandy weighing in, and Lucas and everything. And it's like, yeah, that's really, really bad. And, you know, I don't know what the fix is for the Giants other than finding guys who can actually hit. And we all are waiting on Bryce. And wow. That's the problem is we're hoping that a, what, 21-year-old?
Yeah, exactly.
We're hoping that this guy can come in and be, you know, the guy who's going to hit 40 home runs and change the fortunes of everyone.
Which is, by the way, he's 20.
He's not even 21.
He's freaking 20. This guy can't buy beer, and we're out here like, come on.
Hurry up.
You can be here sometime soon. Yep. Like, you can't run baseball teams that way.
No.
You can't do that.
Even Elliot Ramos, right?
Yeah,
he's having a great year, and he was good last year.
He's an all-star.
He's been in the organization for 7 years.
Exactly. He predates Farhan, as we learned yesterday.
Yeah.
Farhan or not,
yep.
The answer's not. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that to Bryce Eldridge, and I'm not going to do that to the Giants. It's too early. You can be excited about him. That's fine. But he ain't the savior. Good Lord, we're not doing that to a 20-year-old kid. If you've been around baseball enough, you know damn well he may or may not work out. And even if he does, that's going to take a minute. I'm not going to just rely on him to come in and anchor this order. So I look at it a little bit differently. The Giants play at Oracle Park. I don't need them to be some sort of offensive powerhouse. They weren't when they won World Series. So I get it. Buster, build this thing in your shadow. That's what I want. And I think Bob Melvin is a phenomenal manager, and I think he's a very smart guy. But I just think he told on some of his players today. And I did, like, at no point in a big league season can you have somebody literally starting in your lineup who you then believe that in a leverage situation, I don't even think he's capable of like a lazy 225-foot fly ball. If you're not capable of that, then you can't be in the big leagues. You like that is an unthinkable way to go about that situation. To like, if you want to do it once, because you thought maybe we're going to surprise everybody.
Yeah,
check
right.
This out. Okay. Then to turn around and do it again on the second pitch and basically just hand this kid an 0-2 count against an elite closer, there's no way that that does not speak volumes into the Giants' current situation. That like that, and that's just not, it's just not okay. You can't have that on the roster.
No, but unfortunately, that's what you have. And, you know, Brett Wisely, would he be different? And Encarnacion, when he gets healthy in the next week or so, could he be somebody who makes an impact? Sure. Bottom line for me is you don't have enough actual major league hitters on your team. And put aside Willy Adames, who, you know, is starting to maybe show signs of being less than atrocious, and Chapman with three hits today. If your big money guys aren't doing it, then the bottom of the lineup guys, if you're relying on Koss and Bailey, if you're really relying on these guys to make contributions, then you're probably in a bad spot anyway. And so it's not only the fact that you don't have enough good hitters, the good hitters that you think you have aren't playing well enough.
Right, right. No, and that's like that's the side that I think as a fan you're willing to somewhat accept. Like we know there are ebbs and flows of baseball, and we know there are slow starts and there are winning streaks and losing streaks, and there's always a couple series on the road every year where you're like, you know, even in the good years, you get to the end and you look back and you remember how ticked off I was when they went to Miami,
right?
And they lost 2-3 and they were up 8-3 and they blew that. Like, there's always that stuff. And so hopefully you get to the end of the year and you look back on game 3 at Detroit, when I sat in my house on my own at 10 in the morning and made some unhealthy food and thought this is going to be fun. And Elliot Ramos homered, and they're up 3-0. And then Buntgate happened. Like, maybe that'll be the way we look back on it. I'm not worried right now about Willy Adames. Like, that's your shortstop. And you're going to ride or die there and $181 million and all of that. But if you, on the bottom end of your roster, have people there who you firmly believe are incapable of a fly ball in a situation like that, then you have two options. One of them is to send him to the minor leagues. And the other one is, if you really don't feel like you have another option and you're really going to be stubborn about it, then you have got to pinch hit for him in that situation. That was the whole series. That was your whole road trip. That was like the flight to Miami, and everybody's morale was all basically on that eighth inning. And to send somebody out there with a wet newspaper is crazy to me.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, you look at that game where you're up 3-0, and with the best bullpen in baseball, that's a game that you should win. And I know things got a little bit sideways, and the Tigers get up 4-3. Okay, fine. Go out there and score another run. And your text to the team thread was hilarious, putting it at plus 15 billion,
I think,
that they would score again. Just one more point about your talk about how hard it is to hit. I was looking at when they lowered the mound, and it was 1968. Bob Gibson with a 1.12 ERA. And one reason why they did lower it is because 7 teams that year hit 230 or lower. And I look at this year, the Giants are hitting 230. So are the Guardians. And there are 5 teams below them in just batting average. So you've got 7 teams that are hitting 230 or lower. And back then, there were 7 teams hitting 230 or lower.
And the Giants and Guardians are both well over 500 and good teams.
Right. Even though they're hitting 230. And like batting average, I know, is different than it used to be in 1968.
But I mean, just think about the larger view of that. Like, think about all the sports that we may watch. It's very rare that any...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino to directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Leagues allow the fun part of the sport to get harder. You know, I sometimes they'll do it if things are getting too easy. Tiger Proof Augusta, whatever. Everybody just hitting the ball 350 now. Now we need a bigger plot of land because it's getting a little bit too easy. But like outside of the U.S. Open, which is coming here soon, and the rough is 10 feet high. And the USGA gets off on the idea of people shooting plus 10 and they think it's fun. Like, okay, outside of that, the visual aspect of your sport matters. It matters, and we don't allow the fun stuff to get harder. Every time you see that in sports, bang, rule change. Immediately.
Yeah, and there has
like,
to be.
And I'm not here with a solution today. Well, I don't have the solution, but it's too hard to hit.
The mound went from 15 inches high to 10 in 1968. You could drop that thing down to 7 or 8. Pitchers wouldn't have the same amount of leverage to be able to throw 104, 105. The Tigers struck out 16 times today. They only had 24 outs because they didn't bat in the ninth. So only 8 times did they hit the ball and the Giants got them out that way, which I'm all for pitching and, you know, dominance and all the rest of it. But when you go to a baseball game, it's fun to see somebody hit it and watch guys try to catch it with their glove.
All right, we got some interesting stuff that Steve Kerr said about the Steph Curry injury. We've got some interesting stuff that Lewis Riddick said about the 49ers. All of that is ahead. George Contos joins us in 20 minutes. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. This is Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.